Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're definitely ready to go into it.
Keep your fire down there, but make sure you PID anything because it's a little steep hill coming up that way.
Sergeant First Class Corey Reeves, Platoon Sergeant for 2nd Platoon Bull Troop 1st Squadron, 2nd Cavalry Regiment, is ready for Sabre Junction, U.S. Army Europe's largest training exercise since 1989, involving military personnel from 18 partner nations and hundreds of vehicles. Sabre Junction is designed to train the 2nd Cavalry Regiment in unified land operations and U.S. Army Europe's interoperability with partner nations.
They all pumped up for this. They want this. They want this just as much as I want this. When we was back in VilSec training, getting ready to come here, not a single one of them was like, I don't want to go. They was all ready for it. And that's all I asked them to be, just be motivated and let's go out there and have some fun.
Sergeant First Class Reeves gives just as much as he gets from his soldiers.
I put my heart into everything we do when it comes to this platoon because these dudes deserve the best. And I'm going to try to give them everything I got. All the knowledge I learned in the military, I'm gonna give it to these guys. When you finally see all the work you put into it and they really take it to heart and they really maneuver it and put it in a day-to-day movement, especially out here in this training exercise, it's like watching your kids ride a bike or it's like watching your son shoot his first basketball.
Command Sergeant Major Martin Celestine from 1st Squadron 2nd Cavalry Regiment says Sergeant First Class Reeves' connection with his soldiers is on a different level.
Right now, senior NCO like Sergeant Reeves, his man, and the old saying is a joking term, you know, his platoon drank the Kool-Aid on what he's selling. And they all in because of his technical proficiency, because of his ability and willingness to show them that, hey, you know, I care. At the end of the day, I'm just not Sergeant First Class Reeves, but I'm still a soldier. And he actually cares about their personal well-being. And he displays that. Like I said, that's a fine line between personal and professional. But once you have the finger on that, that's you can't ask for nothing more from a non-commissioned officer.
It's my last hurrah with the guys. I'm getting ready to PCS. I'm going back to the States. And I feel really blessed to have this platoon. So it's real bittersweet to me to be leaving. I'm 100% confident that these dudes can go out and achieve any mission that the military is going to ask of them because it's the greatest platoon in the world.
I'm Army Staff Sergeant Jose Ibarra, Hohenfels, Germany.